Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is hard for us who have sight, who can see all the wonderful mysteries around us, who can see the beautiful shades of different colors as God has made them, to see the beauty of our wife, to see the face of our children as they shine the glory of our Lord, to see all of these miraculous things. And imagine going your whole life, from the time of your birth until you are older, without being able to see any of it. It would be tragic, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be tragic to not be able to see the majesty of the rivers that God has made, or the mountains, or all of these wonderful things? This man in our gospel lesson had not been able to see ever in his life. Yes, there are some who become blind over age. There are some with eyes that grow dim. And yet this man was never able to do any of that. He saw nothing. The world was filled with darkness. And yet Jesus has come into the world and he has proclaimed that he is the light. To be blind, to not be able to see any of that light, and then Jesus proclaims the light. The very first things that were uttered were, "Let there be light." And that light came into the world. This man had Jesus come before him, spit on the ground and make clay and put it over his eyes, and then he was directed to go to the pool of Siloam and to wash. Surely he had nothing to lose. And so he follows the instructions. He goes after this man had just wiped filth all over his face, and he goes and he washes, and lo and behold, the miraculous happens. Exactly what Jesus said would happen, happens. He recovers a sight that he had never seen. The world was alive. That which had once sat in darkness has now seen the great light. It is alive. It is active. And what happens to him? People deny he exists. People call him nothing more than a sinner. How dare you teach us? You are a sinner. You have no authority. This text also shows us that when we wrestle through things like, "Lord, how could you let this happen?" We see that being wrestled with there as well. They cry out, "Who is the sinner? Was it this man or was it his parents? What caused him to be born blind?" And sometimes we ask that question too. Maybe our children do have sight, but maybe there are other things that are not fully capable in them. And we say, "Lord, how have I sinned against you? Have you punished my child for my transgressions?" God had created everything perfectly. It was never supposed to be diseased. It was never supposed to be deformed. It was always supposed to be able to see and to hear and to taste and to touch and to sing. Jesus says it is not because of this man's sin. It is not because of his parents' sin that he was born blind, but he was born blind for this purpose, that you may see who I am. I have come to make all the wrong things right. Why does God allow bad things to happen? So that he can call us to himself. So that he can heal us. Maybe our eyes will grow dim, and maybe we will not be able to see again in this life. And yet on the day of resurrection, when our soul rejoins our body, our eyes will open once again and we will see Jesus perfectly. All of those things will pass away. Our bodies will be made glorified in him. I think one of my favorite parts of this text is when they are grilling him over and over. How dare you say it was Jesus who healed you? You should give God the glory. And they're right. But the fact is that he is. When he confesses that it is Jesus that has healed him, he confesses rightly that it is God who healed him. And after answering them over and over, he says, I told you already and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you also want to be one of his disciples? Egging them on. But in reality, he has now seen that light. He has now received faith. He has now received salvation won for him by Jesus Christ. Why would he not point everyone to Jesus? That's how it is for us too. For we once walked in darkness, but we have now seen that great light. In Isaiah, we had these words, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil, learn to do good, seek justice, rebuke the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. We are to call out those injustices, not as the world does, not viewing it as social justice, but viewing it as right and wrong. When we see the widow, when we see the fatherless in need, the church comes alongside and it assists. There are homes all throughout the country for women who do not have a husband to go, who might be with child that they may be provided for and that their children may be provided for. But most importantly, those houses are a place to connect them to what is necessary for eternal life. It's Jesus. These things point them to Jesus. For the one who might tragically lose father and mother, we point them to Jesus. For the one whose life is sought after, even though he is innocent, we point them to Jesus. But even for the one who does these injustices, we cry it out. We tell them, repent and believe, for the kingdom of God is at hand. This Jesus died not just for the sins of the righteous, but for the sins of those who live in their sin. They are to be called out of that sin, out of that darkness, that they might see the light of Christ, that they might see that light, that they might believe on that light, and that they might follow that light on the path to eternity. You are washed. You have been washed by the blood of the Lamb. He goes on, though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. No matter what you have done, Jesus Christ has died for you. No matter what you have done, no matter how hard it might be to forgive, Jesus Christ has died for you. And if you will believe that and you will repent, he will give you his forgiveness won by his cross. He takes our dirty rags and he gives us the clean robe of righteousness washed in his own blood. Do you want to be his disciples? Do you want to be his students? Do you want to be his acolytes, those who will follow him? See the light. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus goes to that man after he has been thrown out for proclaiming nothing less than the truth. And he says to him, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?" And Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." And he responds, "Lord, I believe." And he falls down at his knees and he confesses him as Lord. We who were in darkness have seen that light. We who were caught in the death, in the blindness, in our trespasses, have received the forgiveness of sins. And so we walk in the light as He is in the light to shine His glory. The church sings, graciously my faith renew, help me bear my crosses. Learning humbleness from you, peace mid pain and losses. May I give you love for love, hear me, O my Savior, that I may in heaven above sing your praise forever. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.